Planes Bump Wings at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. By Hannah Knudsen on April 10, 2025. Two planes struck wings at the Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport on Thursday, according to the FAA. According to reports, the incident occurred on a taxiway at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport around 12:45 p.m. ET, as one American Airlines flight struck the wingtip of another. The FAA confirmed the incident in a statement. The wingtip of American Airlines Flight 5490 struck American Airlines Flight 4522 on a taxiway at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport around 12:45 p.m. local time on Thursday, April 10. Flight 5490, a Bombardier CRJ-900, was headed to Charleston International Airport in South Carolina. Flight 4522, an Embraer E-175, was headed to JFK International Airport in New York. The FAA will investigate. Please contact the airline for additional information. Rep. Nick LaLoda, RNY, was on one of the planes at the time of the incident, posting a picture from his passenger window. Serving in Congress has come with some once-in-a-lifetime experiences. Like just now while stationary on the runway at DCA, another plane just bumped into our wing, LaLoda said. Heading back to the gate, but thankfully everyone is okay. And at Rep. Grace Meng is handing out grapes, he added. Democrat Representative Grace Meng, DNY, was, indeed, on the plane as well. Glad my colleagues and I are okay. We are safely waiting on the tarmac, but we may need more snacks, she said. I'm grateful no one was hurt today, but this incident underscores this urgent need to restore all FAA jobs that keep our runways safe, she added as Democrat Representative Josh Gottheimer released a similar message. The Trump White House's rapid response, however, debunked those claims about cuts. Wrong. There have been no cuts to air traffic controllers, safety personnel, or safety-critical positions at the FAA, it said, setting the record straight. The incident comes months after the tragic mid-air collision over the Potomac River between an Army Black Hawk helicopter and an American Eagle Flight 5342 Bombardier CRJ-700 jet. All 67 aboard were killed in the tragedy.